Egypt's former president, Mohamed Morsi, was buried today, but not in his hometown, as Morsi's family wanted. Egyptian authorities did not allow that. Instead, the former leader was put to rest at a cemetery in the capital, Cairo. Morsi was Egypt's first democratically elected president, at first a symbol of the Arab Spring. But he was ousted in a military coup in 2013 and spent the rest of his life in jail and on trial. He died yesterday after collapsing in a courtroom in Cairo. Today, the United Nations is calling for an investigation into his death. It says there are concerns about the conditions under which Morsi was detained. The World's Shirin Jafari looks back at Morsi's life and his legacy.
When Egyptians poured into the streets of Cairo back in 2011, Handan Nafi was excited.
I was hoping first for a personal freedom. I wanted to be free. I wanted my family to accept me who I am.
Nafi grew up in a conservative family in a village in the Nile Delta. She says her family was strict. Her parents didn't want her to go to school or to make any decisions for herself.
So when I participated in the revolution, it was the first time that I feel like I did something that I really wanted.
There were thousands of people like Nafi in the demonstrations that rocked Egypt during the Arab Spring. Young, passionate men and women who were fed up with the old system. Within weeks, they brought down Hosni Mubarak, the dictator who ruled Egypt for 29 years. After that, it was time to vote. Samer Shahata is a professor of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of Oklahoma.
After there were democratic elections, Mr. Morsi emerged victorious as Egypt's first and only ever last democratically elected president.
This is Cairo's Tahrir Square, moments after the announcement that Mohamed Morsi was elected. Shahata says in many ways Morsi was an accidental president. Initially, his Islamist political party, the Muslim Brotherhood, didn't want to put forward a candidate at all.
But then when it got close to the elections and they saw other people putting their hats in the race, as it were, including former Mubarak elements and leaders, they decided they had no choice but to run a candidate.
Their choice was a man called Khairat al-Shatir, an engineer and a businessman. But Shatir was disqualified.
And then Morsi was put forward, and in fact, his nickname was at the time the spare tire candidate, because he was really not on anyone's agenda.
The spare tire candidate found himself running a country that was experimenting with democracy for the first time. There were aspects of his character that people liked, says Shahata, who met Morsi a few times.
He really was a man of the people in one sense. He wasn't overly cosmopolitan. He certainly wasn't elitist. You know, I'm sure he preferred tea to cappuccino or lattes or anything like that.
But for Handan Nafi, the protester, Morsi never delivered on what Egyptians like her wanted. She'd hoped he would support protesters who'd been arrested, imprisoned, and tortured. She was one of them. Morsi ignored the human rights abuses, she says.
He didn't try to unite people, and he committed a lot of, his regime committed a lot of violations.
Morsi went on to make other controversial decisions, says Michelle Dunn with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. 6 months into his presidency, Morsi came out with a plan for a new constitution.
Very much over the objections of most of the non-Islamist political figures in the country.
It was seen as a power grab by him and the Muslim Brotherhood.
A dramatic showdown between Egypt's military and the ousted president. Once again, millions of citizens have taken to the streets in Cairo.
On July 3, 2013, only a year after Morsi became president, he was deposed in a military coup. Morsi spent the next 6 years in prison, mostly in solitary confinement.
In his 6 years of imprisonment, he had exactly 3 family visits that lasted half an hour each.
Sarah Lee Whitson is with Human Rights Watch. She says Morsi was suffering from diabetes and other health problems.
When he appeared before judges, he repeatedly asked for medical treatment, medical care, to see a specialized medical clinic.
Human Rights Watch and others raised alarms when it became clear that Morsi wasn't getting the medical attention he needed. The Egyptian government denies that. But yesterday, exactly 7 years to the day he was elected president, Mohamed Morsi collapsed in a courtroom in Cairo. He died on the way to the hospital. Michel Dunn of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says Morsi's death is tragic, but she thinks there's a bigger story here.
We're seeing hundreds of deaths inside Egyptian prisons every year, some of them from actual abuse, mistreatment, torture, and others from bad health conditions or denial of treatment.
President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has ruled Egypt with an iron fist since the military coup 6 years ago. So have we seen the end of Egypt's experiment with democracy? Samer Shahada of the University of Oklahoma doesn't think so.
It's not Egypt's last or only chance at democracy, but it was an excellent opportunity for democracy.
Problem is, it might be some time before another opportunity like this arises. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.